Sure.
Knowing you're here.
Well, I hope it's clear that God loves you, and I'm certainly glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in. It's Friday. It's January 27th. It's the last Friday in the first month of 2012. Wow, time sure flies when you're having fun. It's the last Friday. We have a weekend ahead of us, and thank you, God, for this new year, new starts, even this new day. I would pray that as Great News Radio maybe is your companion, maybe you use it for your devotional times, or just as you're on your way to work and you're tuned in hearing the Bible teaching or some inspirational music, you'll draw closer to God, you'll connect with Him, and you'll allow it to fortify you in your faith journey. And for those of you that maybe haven't started your day off with reading the Scriptures, hey, open up the Bible. It's God's love letter to you. He has a message to impart to you. He wants to teach you something about Himself, something about modeling the Lord Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Maybe He's going to guide you through a passage or something that you've been praying about, and the truth will be made clear in your mind and heart as you're reading. So start each and every day in the Bible. And if you're hearing the re-airing of this morning's program at 7:32 p.m., hey, it's never too late to open up the Scriptures to connect with God's Word. So I highly recommend that. And I would hope and pray that through something that's said and shared during this program, it might encourage you to draw closer to God. Well, for those of you that were tuned in on Monday and Tuesday to Mark and Friends, you heard me talking about my excitement to get my pastor on, Pastor Randy Gauger, who is the senior pastor at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. He and the First Lady Mary have been serving there for about 16 years. They actually came to our area, to the greater Champaign-Urbana-Savoy area, back in 1996 when Great News Radio went on the air. So we've known and appreciated Pastor Randy and Mary for many years. And on Monday and Tuesday's program, I was talking about the fact that he gave a fantastic sermon, and it was the first in a series of sermons on spiritual gifts. And I took so many notes, I thought, I got to get him on the program. And so you heard me mention Monday or Tuesday, Lord willing, I'd have him on Friday's program. So in just a moment, I'm going to formally introduce him and have him talk about spiritual gifts, because it's one of those areas in my life that had a profound life-changing experience years ago. And I think there's so much to learn about spiritual gifts and what God will impart to those who follow the Lord Jesus and why He imparts them. So I'm going to have Pastor Randy hopefully share some of the insights and the things that God has put on his heart, and I hope it'll be really helpful to all of you. But I want to point out, tonight at 7 p.m., now realizing the morning program re-airs at 7:32 p.m., it'll be timely information, and you might be too late to get over to the Community Evangelical Free Church. But tonight at 7 p.m., there's a special Israel night that Pastor Jason Schiffo will navigate us all through some scripture readings and some understanding of nuggets that he recently learned as he traveled in and throughout the Holy Land. And so it's going to be filled with fun and food and fellowship and music and some presentations, devotional thoughts, and a lot of camaraderie. So that's at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, Illinois, right on Route 47. So you can call the station if you need more information, 217-367-7777. Well, Pastor Randy, that's all I really want to say, because I'm excited about the topic, the sermon series that you just began this past Sunday. You were talking about spiritual gifts, and I think it will become so helpful for those in our radio listening audience that maybe have never entertained that they have a spiritual gift, or why does God impart spiritual gifts? So, Pastor Randy, can you grab a pencil?
I've got a pencil, Mark.
Okay, these are going to be three areas that I'd like you to address, and then really I want to get out of the way, because I just know that the message you shared on Sunday, if you could replicate that in the next 15 or 20 minutes, I know our listeners are in for a blessing. But I would love for you to talk about spiritual gifts. I would love for you to share two great moments that occur in a person's life. You gave an example of the importance of two really unique moments in a person's life. And then talk about that sweet spot and how God equips us with spiritual gifts for kingdom purposes. So I really want to have you show off the baby, honor God through that great message and the importance of us knowing about spiritual gifts.
Well, thank you, Mark. I'm really excited to share this with your listeners today. And I was really excited to catch your excitement about the subject because it really is a vital piece, a vital discovery in our lives when we figure out what our spiritual gifts are. I talked about it in terms of discovering your sweet spot. Now, those of you who are golfers know that the golf ball, when it hits the sweet spot on the club, that sends that golf ball soaring through the air. And someone said to me after the service on Sunday that when you hit the sweet spot on a golf club, you never know it. It's so natural. If you don't hit the sweet spot, the golf club may shudder. You may feel a little uneasy as you hit it. But when you're in that sweet spot, it sends that ball soaring, and you don't even know you did it. And that's part of how God has gifted us with spiritual gifts.
Hey, you know, Randy, when you mentioned that, I was thinking in my own mind, because I play racquetball, there's the same item on a racquetball racket. There's a sweet spot where you most efficiently hit the ball, and you have the better control or the power all in that one little area. So I almost wanted to come up after the message and say, hey, use racquetball as the illustration, but most people understand golf and the importance of that sweet spot.
That's right, and a tennis racket has that sweet spot too. The truth that we want to get at is that there is a sweet spot of life too that we're all looking for. And spiritual gifts are really a key to that sweet spot. It's where I feel like I'm at home. It's where I feel comfortable. It's where I feel like I can be effective. And that's why I like to think of it as our sweet spot. It's kind of when we discover it, we think to ourselves, well, why didn't I see that before? But it's not always easy to discover our spiritual gifts, and sometimes we need help from others. I think one of the most helpful things is for us to start with the fact that every Christ follower is a minister. Every Christ follower has a gift. Now, over the years, I've had some people say to me, well, I don't think that's true. I don't think God has gifted me. Well, that's contrary to what Scripture says. Scripture says God has given to each person a gift. If you go into 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, there's a fact there stated, a spiritual gift is given to each person. Now, we can't argue with God on that. So if we're feeling like I don't have a spiritual gift, it isn't because we don't have a spiritual gift, it's only because we haven't discovered it yet. Now, as I look at spiritual gifts in the New Testament, it seems to me that there are three things that spiritual gifts do for us. First of all, they show us where we fit. Now, all of us have been somewhere, in a group, in a meeting, with a group of people, maybe in a restaurant or in a classroom, where we just are thinking inside of ourselves, I don't fit here. And sometimes we feel that way in the church. Sometimes we feel that way in terms of seeing other people use their gifts, and we're thinking to ourselves, I guess I don't have a gift. So when we discover our spiritual gift, which God says every believer has a spiritual gift, they show us where we fit. And I say they because we may discover we have a spiritual gift, or there may even be what we might think of as a cluster of gifts. Like a cluster of grapes. All those grapes make up a cluster, and gifts may function together for us as a cluster of gifts. But when we discover them, they show us where we fit. Our gifts indicate what our ministry is, and that's why it's so important for us to discover what our spiritual gifts are, because God called us to serve, not to fit. He didn't call any of us to fit. He called every one of us to be a minister, to serve. So we have to figure out what those spiritual gifts are. What I dealt with this past Sunday was, how do we go about doing that? And one of the primary ways that we know what our spiritual gift is through the repeated affirmation from others in the body of Christ. It's simply feedback. It's when a person comes up to an usher and says, you know, whenever I walk into this building, I just feel so welcomed by you. I feel like I belong here because of the way you treat me. It seems like you kind of have a gift for this. Well, it probably is a gift of hospitality. They have a way of welcoming people, making them feel at home and comfortable. Or it's watching your children sit under their Sunday school teacher, watching that teacher interact with those children, and the children actually coming home and having learned something and applying God's word to their life. And I hope sometime if you see that happen, you'll take time to share with your child's teacher, you know, I think you have a gift for that. Well, they probably do have the gift of teaching. Or it's just seeing someone serve. We have an Awana ministry at our church, and watching people serve, we may come away and say, you know, when you serve, people are really helped. People really feel good and at home, and they're catching on to God's word because of what you're doing. Well, maybe they have the spiritual gift of service. Whatever. I had a friend in college who was an airline pilot. He just retired a few years ago. And he had, I think, clearly the gift of evangelism. I never saw anyone, Mark, who could talk to someone, and it didn't matter who it was or where they were or what they were talking about. Somewhere, that conversation got around to Jesus. He had just a very unique ability to do that. Well, I think that's more than being clever. It's more than knowing how to share the gospel. It's a spiritual gift to be able to do that. And I think he clearly had that. But feedback is one of those ways, and I've told him that too. I gave him feedback by saying, you know what, Mac, you've got the ability to share Christ with people like I've never seen in my life. Well, we need that kind of feedback, and so in order to get the feedback, we have to serve somewhere, maybe just try serving, so that we see how we feel and what kind of feedback that we get from that. That helps us see that God has gifted us in that way. Now, at our church, we're going to be offering an experience called Network, and everyone may not be able to take that class, particularly all of your listeners, but let me talk just a little bit about what Network deals with in terms of what helps us discover our spiritual gifts, because we look in Network at life experiences. What has shaped you in your life? What showed you what you really care about? Maybe what did you discover in serving that you didn't like or didn't feel good about or care about? Our life experiences help shape us and make us open to things. Another aspect that we look at is character traits. How has God wired you? Are you a discerning person? Are you a good listener? Or do you know how to organize an agenda for a meeting? Do you know how to see that how people in a group could serve in such a way that the whole of that group could really make a difference? I think that's the spiritual gift of administration. How has God wired you? Can you put your thoughts together in such a way that people learn, that people know about something that they didn't know before? Can you teach someone a skill? What are your character traits? Now, another thing that we get into when you talk about spiritual gifts is, what are your passions? What are you really passionate about? And I think most of us are aware that that word passion comes from the passion of Christ, his willingness to go to the cross in our behalf and somehow by the grace of God absorbed our sins into himself, so that if we believe in him, if we accept his sacrifice, what he did for us, we can be forgiven. We can have relationship with God. We can have life now, and we can have eternal life, God's kind of life, forever. Well, that's the root of the word passion. So if we think about Christ and his willingness to serve God with his whole life, even literally giving up his life, that helps us to understand what are our passions. And that's a connection to our spiritual gifts. I might think of it as, what do you just have to do? What is it when you get up out of bed in the morning, you think, well, maybe even this is what got me up. I've got to do this today. It's so very important that I accomplish this. Now, for me personally, I love studying God's word. I love reading. Books are a passion for me. I love brainstorming an idea with people who really are into that idea and want to know what the truth is. I love sharing God's word, teaching God's word, and nothing resonates with me more than somebody saying, that really helped me. That's feedback. I'm growing in my relationship with Christ. God touched me through, or even what you said to me Sunday, and showed me your long list of notes. This is one of my favorite topics. But writing something out, editing something out, those are what I would call sweet spots for me. They're rooted in my gift of teaching that I think really, that's what energizes me and gives me all kinds of passion. What are your personal convictions? What do you really feel strongly about? You just got to do. And then another thing that helps us with that is, and back to the feedback thing, what do other people observe about us? What do they see in us that we really do well? Now, I think as you watch people discover their spiritual gifts and you know of other people, there may be a light come on inside of you that is stronger than anything you've ever experienced before related to something like, what do I want to do with my life? What's my vocation, my work going to be? You know, what is it that I just want to choose as a major in school? And we get so excited about that. Well, discovering our spiritual gift is stronger than either of those things, a major in school or what vocation we choose for our life. Even though we may really be energized by what we do as work in our life or what we've majored in a school, a topic that really energizes us, our spiritual gift can turn a light on for us the likes of which nothing else can do. It shows us something that I think is so important. Kirby John Caldwell, who's a pastor, I think in California, I'm not sure about that, but I heard him at a leadership conference a number of years ago, and he made this very significant statement. There are two great moments in a person's life, the moment you were born and the moment you realize why you were born. And it's that question of why you were born that spiritual gifts is related to. When we see our spiritual gifts, we discover it, figure it out. That shows us why we were born. And every believer, every Christ follower has been given a gift to make a difference in the world in the name of Jesus. And that's pretty exciting. Now, a lot of people may know the name of Tim Tebow. When I mentioned Tim Tebow this past Sunday, all kinds of heads started nodding. He's the NFL phenomenon quarterback. The interesting thing about Tim Tebow is that he's not a good passer. Now, quarterbacks should be good passers, but by the evaluation of people who are much smarter about football than I am, he's not a good pass executor. And recently, he was interviewed. I didn't hear this interview, but someone told me about it, and they brought up the subject that he was not a good pass executor. And I don't know what that person had in their mind. Maybe they wanted to just, maybe they expected Tim Tebow to kind of roll over and say, well, okay, I'll give up being a quarterback. But his answer was this: I thought it was about winning games. Well, Tebow's done a good share of that. But he's found his sweet spot as a quarterback in a different way than many quarterbacks have found them. And sometimes that's the way we may discover a spiritual gift. God isn't running a cookie-cutter operation in terms of distributing spiritual gifts. So we may be a teacher in a different way than someone else. We may be involved in administration in a different way than someone else. So God, through our life experiences, our character traits, our passions, our personal convictions, may have a little different spin, just like Tebow has a little different spin on being a quarterback in how we use that gift. But we have to remember it's all from God. Well, let me go on and mention those other two things. I got seriously detoured here in terms of what spiritual gifts do for us. They show us where we fit. They also keep our attitude pure and sincere while serving. Because if it's a gift, we have no boasting to do about it. It's just ours to use. So they keep our attitudes pure and sincere while serving. And thirdly, they keep us accountable to God, knowing that God is the one who gave us those gifts, and he gave us those gifts to use them. So we have a stewardship responsibility with the spiritual gifts that God has given us. So they show us where we fit. They help us keep our attitude pure and sincere while serving, and they keep us accountable to God, knowing God gave us these gifts to use. It can be the most exciting discovery of our life, and I just would challenge all of your listeners to ask God to help you discover your sweet spot. It could be a turning point in your life as you figure out, this is the way God has made me special. This is how I can make a contribution in the name of Jesus to the church, to the world, in Jesus' name. There are four different places in the New Testament that address the subject of spiritual gifts. One is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Another is Ephesians 4. Another is Romans 12. And another is 1 Peter 4. Now, those four chapters discuss the issue of spiritual gifts. And so the Bible shows us the kind of gifts we can expect to discover. And it also helps us to discern between spiritual gifts and a talent or a skill. A talent is a talent. It's not a spiritual gift. A spiritual gift is a God-given ability to serve God and others effectively and enthusiastically. So it's more than a talent. It's more than a skill. It's a God-given gift. And when we see ourselves being able to be effective, it's very humbling. And we know this gift has a God print on it.
Yeah, and it'll build the kingdom, and it'll encourage others and bless them and give God all the glory. Well, Pastor Randy, I know I could have you on for a whole week to talk about this subject, and I hope and pray that our listeners will find themselves in Romans chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Ephesians 4, or 1 Peter 4, or stop by the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. It's a unique worship setting. There's an early service at 8:15, and then the concurrent worship service at 10:45, so if you can make it over there, Pastor Randy began this sermon series just this past week, and hopefully with today's broadcast and you doing some research, you'll be all prepared for him this Sunday. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.